Today's Daf HaShavu Ashir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olah HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line with the words Achvei De'imei Deravada. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, Achvei De'imei Deravada, the brother of the mother of Ravada, in other words, Ravada's uncle, Have mitzayitz gulse derav. That's the way we have the girsa. However, the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe and the Merav Fulda, instead of the word mitzayitz, they have the word mitzayer. The Rosh Sirilo has the word mitzayen, and he explains it to me, misakin tzitzi yosef. He fixed the tzitzis. Rav Ada's uncle had the beged of Rav, as we'll soon see in the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe, and he fixed it. Of course, he fixed it in a way that it was not over any Isra Malacha, but Tzoyim Merab, because the Gemara here is speaking about Yom Kippur. And it means that he had the beged ready for Rav to use for Mincha. Let us see how the Charedim learns this piece of Gemara. Mitzayer gulsei, shoymer glimosei. The word mitzayer means to guard the garment, shemasroloi rav, shehevshito me'olov, kishasiya musaf. When Rav finished musaf, he took off his garment, and he gave it over to the uncle of Rav Adda to watch, vitzivo, and he commanded him, kishayira hashemesh b'roishat kolim, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, when you'll see the sun at the top of the trees, when the sun gets red right before it sets, then yitneno loy, the uncle of Rav Ada should give it to Rav, the hamispal tzorchlis atev betikun begodav. And perhaps that's what the Rosh Sirilo means also, misakein tzitzi yosef. When a person goes to daven, his clothing has to be in proper order, and he's ready to daven. He's wearing a hat, wearing a jacket, it's clean. He's misakin his begotim so that he's being mekabel the Rabbeinu Shalom in his tefillah. He's going towards the Rabbeinu Shalom to daven for his needs. So he has to daven betikun begotav. So he asked Rav Ada's uncle, give it back to me when you see that the sun is at the top of the trees. The Pnei Moshe learns the same way. Have a mitzar. He's also garis mitzayer. Gul sederav. V'chein hu lekamon perek basur detainis. Hayatayv soy v'shoymer leglimi derav b'yom kippur. He would take a hold of and guard the garment of Rav on Yom Kippur. On the Tzoymer Rabba, as the Gemara calls it here, the great fast. V'omerlei, and Rav said to Ravada's uncle, Kishatira Hashemesh Baroish Tekolim, Shehu Samach L'Shkiyosai, that's near Shkia, Titan, give it back to me. And then, V'anim Espal Mincha, the mitzvah L'Espal Imdam Du Mechama. We have learned in the last year that it's a mitzvah to daven when the sun is red, Bein B'Shachris, when sun rises in the morning at Neitz Hachama, and Bein B'Mincha, as the sun sets, it's also red before it departs from the horizon. There is a mitzvah to daven at that time, as we learned from a pasuk. Now, so far, the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe agree in the girs of mitzayer. They agree in the pshat, what was the job of Rav Ada's uncle and what Rav commanded him. But in a future part of the Gemara, we're going to see that the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe disagree in how to understand that Gemara. But let's see first what Rav commanded Rav Ada's uncle. Omar Lei, he said, we're now three lines from the bottom of the Amid, Omar Lei, so Rav said to Rav Ada's uncle, Katichmi, when you see Shimsha, the sun, Beresh Dikli, at the top of the trees, at the top of the palm trees, to have Ligulsi, give me my garment, the Natsli, the Mincha, so that I should daven Mincha. And so far, the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe agree in the Pshat. But now, here is where the Machlokas is. We'll learn first the Charedim, and then we'll learn the Pshat of the Pnei Moshe. Says the Gemara according to the Charedim, a statement, Vishimsha Beresh Dikli Tamon, Imimuhu Hocha. that when in Bavel, that's Taman there, the sun is at the top of the palm trees, imema, that means yoim hu hacha, it's still day here, because let us see the chredim inside, three lines from the bottom, in the left-hand column, v'shim shebereish tikla taman, kishashemesh bereish shat kolam bebovel, shehi be'oimkei shalolam, bovel is at the depths of the world, yimama hu hacha be'eretz Yisrael, it's still broad daylight in Eretz Yisrael, shehi berumai shalolam, because Eretz Yisrael is on the heights of the world. Lomadnu, so the Charedim says, from here we learn a tremendous lesson. Daha, the mitzvah is following Dabdu Mecham, that which we learned that there's a mitzvah to Davin, when the sun brightens up the sky, and the sky is red at Hanetzacham in the morning. Or by Shki at night, Hakol fi Hamakon. Kishemis Allah mehem miyad yispalu. So it depends where you are. In Bavel, it's going to be read much earlier. You're going to see the sun setting in the depths of Bavel much earlier than you do in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it'll be broad daylight at that time. In Bavel, it'll be right before the sun setting. So in each place, your Dabdu Mechama is dependent where you are. So the Gemara here is not asking a question. The Gemara is making a statement. V'shimsha bereish tikli taman, when over there in Bavel, the sun is at the top of the column, and you have Dabdu Mechama in Bavel, but by us in Eretz Yisrael, here you have to wait still, because it's broad daylight outside. But every person has to daven Dabdu Mechama in his makam. So learns the Charedim. The Pnei Moshe disagrees. Let us see the Pnei Moshe inside. V'shimsha, this is in the bottom of the right-hand column, after the lines get wide at the bottom, the fourth line, v'shimsha bereish tikli taman im mohacha katsarach leimer. Ukushahi, this is a question. Ha kisha shemesh bereish tikli bebovel, hu yom gadol adarin kan be'eretz Yisrael. If the sun is on top of the palm trees in Bavel, it's still broad daylight here in Eretz Yisrael. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, she'Bavel zutishay oilam. We're going to see on the next Amid, Rabbi Yochanan brings that Bavel is at the low point of the world. Shehi b'metzula. It's in the deep. V'tachtisa v'amkai. It's in the bottom and the depths of the world. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, v'hechi ovid Rav Hachi, how could Rav daven damdu mechama when the sun is on the top of the palm trees, v'hu bebovel, hoya, he was in Bavel, v'aloi zeazma bebovel, einayim damdu mechama. That's really not the damdu mechama. The real damdu mechama is much later, because at that time in Eretz Yisrael, when the sun is on top of the column in Bavel, it's still broad daylight outside. So how could Rav have daven? He wanted a daven damdu mechama. And apparently the Pnei Moshe is learning not like the Charedim. It's not totally if you're in a deep place that your damdu mechama will come earlier in the day. You still have the damdu mechama of what they have in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see, according to Pnei Moshe, that the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph is going to tell us that Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, as we learned in the last year, Sfirulei de Omar ad Plag HaMincha, that Mincha can only be davened until Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter, Shoz Manias, before Shki, as we explained in the last year. Ulefikach noha kein. That's why Rav was noyeg. Dikish Hashemesh bereish tikli bebovel. Zman plag aminchu be'eretz Yisrael. So ein chanami, you have to do according to the way it is in Eretz Yisrael, not the way it is in Bavel. But in fact, says the Pnei Moshe, that Rav wasn't waiting until Shkia. He wasn't waiting until the sun is red right before it sets in Eretz Yisrael. He was waiting till Hanetzachama, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. And when in Bavel is it an hour and a quarter before Shkia? That's when the sun is on the top of the column. In Eretz Yisrael, it's still going to be an hour and a quarter before Shkia, before the real Damdu Mechama. But he wasn't waiting till Damdu Mechama. He's going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that you can only daven Mincha until Netzachama. Memela, he knew a sign. When do I know that it's Netzachama in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to daven like they daven in Eretz Yisrael, but I'm only going to daven until Plag? When do I know it's Plag in Eretz Yisrael? When the sun is setting on top of the palm trees in Bavel. So how could Rav have done it? The answer is because Rav passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that you go not to Shkia, you go to Plag HaMincha. Because according to the Charedim, the Shkia is dependent on where you are. And if you're in Bavel, the Damdu Mechama comes earlier, and you have to go according to where your Damdu Mechama is, and you'll talk to daven earlier, but you're davening Mincha right before your Shkia, which is earlier than the Shkiyin Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Pnei Moshe, no, you have to go after Eretz Yisrael. But Rav was going like Rabbi Yehuda, that only till Plaga Mincha and not until Shkia. And now the Gemara shows that Bavel is the lowest part of the civilization there was at the time of the Mabel. The Mar Rabbi Yochanan, which is the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, and now we turn to Daf Mem Hamad Aleph, Ha'omer Letzula Charvi, this is a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Chav Zayin, who says to the deep, dry up, which land is this referring to? Zu Bavel, this is Bavel Shehu Zuta Shalolim, it is the low point of the world. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikr Shmat Sula, why is Bavel called Sula? Shasham Tzolulu May say Dor HaMabel, because there sank the slain ones of the Dor HaMabel. This is not all of Iraq, which is a mountainous area. Iraq is the present-day area of the world which used to be Bavel, but it refers to a specific area around the Euphrates River, which is a very low point. And now we're going to bring a pasuk from Yirmiyah, Perek Nanal of Pasuk Memtes, where the Pasuk says, Gam, it should be Bavel, not Biv Bavel, we take out the base, Gam Bavel Linpoil Chale Yisrael, Bavel caused that the slain ones of Yisrael should fall, and Gam, again there's a mistake here, it's not Biv Bavel, but it should be Lib Bavel. Gam Lib Bavel Naflu Chale Kol Oretz, in the time of the Mabul, the Chale Kol Oretz, the slain ones from the entire earth, the entire civilization of that time, the bodies sank to the low point around the Euphrates River. That's what the Pasuk Yirmiyah means, that two Bavel, Gam Lib Bavel Naflu Chale Kol Oretz, because it was in such a deep area. The Gemara now will give several explanations of another name of Bavel, which is Shinur. The Pasuk states, Ksiv, it's written, Vayimtsu Biko Be'eret Shinur, Vayeshu Sham. They found a valley in the land of Shinur, which is Bavel, and they dwelled there. Amrish Lakish, Lam Nikrishma Shinur, why is Bavel known as Shinur? Shesham Ninaru Mesidora Mabel, because there was shaken and deposited the slain of the Dor HaMabel. As we learned before, that was the lowest spot in that area, and that's where all the mesim of the Dor HaMabel landed up. So the word Shinur comes from a contraction of Sham Ninaru. There they were shaken up and deposited in that low-lying area. Continues the Gemara with a different reason for the name of Shinur. Davar Acher, Shinur, Shehem Mesim, B'Tashnuk, B'loy Ner, U'B'loy Merchatz. Tashnuk is the Aramaic translation of the word ninaru, shaken up. In Aramaic, it's referred to as tashnuk. Why were they shaken up and unsettled? Because in Bavel, in Shinur, they had no light and they had no bathhouse. On a simple level, the reason is because Ner, the most common fuel was Shemen Zayis. They didn't have olive trees there in Bavel. They didn't have much wood either to warm up the bathhouses, and therefore they lived a life being deprived of light and a bathhouse. The Meforshim wonder why the Gemara uses the Lashon here of Shehem Mesim B'Tashnuk. It should have said Shehem Chaim B'Tashnuk. And perhaps the best girsa here in the Gemara is the one that writes Shehem B'Tashnuk. They are B'Tashnuk, as the Pnei Moshe says here, B'Tsar. They lived a life of anguish, Mibli Nachas. It was not pleasant for them. Shehem Lehem Loiner V'Lei Merchatz. They did not have much light or bathhouses to avail themselves of. And therefore, they are referred to as Shinur because, again, they're unsettled because they lived deprived of Ner and Merchatz. Another explanation may be because in Bavel was the nation called the Chaberim, and they served fire as their Avodah Zorah, and they prohibited anyone making a light unless it was in their base Avodah Zorah. And also they did not allow wood to be used to make a fire to warm the bathhouses. So that is why Bavel was a place of deprivation, without light and without a bathhouse, and that's why it was referred to as Shinor. It made the people shook up and unsettled. They didn't have a pleasant life. Dover Acher Shinor, Shehem Minu'orim Min HaMitzvahs, that since they live in Bavel, they are empty and bereft of mitzvahs. Beloy Truma, Beloy Meiser, there's no Chiv of Truma or Meiser in Bavel, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael. So, therefore, they are empty. And now the word Shinor comes from the word Minu'orin, which means to be bereft of mitzvahs. Dover Acher, Shinor, Shesoreha Mesim Na'orim, that its princes, referring to the Sore HaTorah, the princes of Torah, they die young because they don't have the schus of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. And certainly the regular people who are not learning much, so they don't have the schus HaTorah either. And that's why the people in Bavel die young. Dover Acher, Shinor, Shehemida Sone Ve'er LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word "er" means an adversary. So the name of Shinor is a contraction for Sone and "er," that land raised an enemy and an adversary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ezen, who is that enemy? Zen Nebuchadnezzar Russia. That is Nebuchadnezzar Russia, who came from Bavel, who came from Shinor, and therefore the name Shinor is Sone Ve'er, a contraction of those two words to give us Shinor. So we have had several pshatim of the name Shinor, which is another name for Bavel, in the lines of the Gemara here that we have just learned. Before we go on to the next Gemara, we should point out that what we have just learned concerning Shinor, Shesoreha Mesim Na'arim, that the word Shinor is a contraction of Sar Nar, that the Sore HaTorah, the princes of Torah, died young in Bavel because they did not have the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. This seems to contradict the famous Gemara in Bavli Brachas Daf Ches. Amru Leila Rabbi Yochanan, Ikesabi BeBavel. They told Rabbi Yochanan that there are old people living in Bavel. Tama. He wondered, V'omar, it says in the Pasuk, L'mayin yibri yimeichem mevneichem al ha'adam aksiv, aval b'chutz la'aretz lo'i. It would seem that this bracha of L'mayin yibri yimeichem would only apply al ha'adam in Eretz Yisrael, but not in chutz la'aretz. But kiven de amri le mekadbei u'mechashchil be'knishta, once they told Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, they told him that the people in Bavel got up early in the morning to go to the shul, and they stayed late at night in the shul. They were davening, they were learning. Omar, then Rabbi Yochanan said, Hainu da hanelahu, this is what helped them to live a long life. K'dayom Rabbi Shua ben Levi l'bnei, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi said to his son, K'dimu v'chashichu v'ayel l'bei k'nishta, get up early and go late to the shul. K'hechi d'tarichu chayah, so that you will live a long life. As Very Chashev Talmud Chacham, who recently was Nifter of Nachman Klein from Baltimore, explained that just like when a person is born in an embassy overseas, it is considered that he is born on the land of that embassy. In other words, if he's born in the United States embassy in Eretz Yisrael, it's considered that he's born in the United States. So the shul, the Beis HaMedrash of Chutz Laretz, those are the embassies of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, a person who lives his life in the shul, in the Beis HaMedrash, it's considered as if he is on the soil of Eretz Yisrael. He's being born in the embassy of Eretz Yisrael, wherever he is, all over the world, if he is part of the shul, or part of the Beis HaMedrash. And as the Gemara in Megillah in the Bavli Daf Chof Tes tells us, that Asidim, but in his seas, but the midrashim shabu chutzlaretz, that lasid lavay, the shuls and the bat midrashim in chutzlaretz will travel, will be lifted out of chutzlaretz, and they will travel to Eretz Yisrael. So we can understand very well that laman yirbu yemeichem v'yemei v'neichem alo adama does not only apply to Eretz Yisrael itself, but all the embassies of Eretz Yisrael, all the Batei Midrashim and Batei Knesiyos, the people who congregate there are considered as if they're living in Eretz Yisrael, and they have the bracha of Arichas Yom of Laman Yirbu Yumeichem. So l'chayre, this would contradict the more that we just learned here in the Yerushalmi, Shesorea Mesem Noarim, that the Sari HaTorah died young because they didn't have the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael. The Bavli tells us they do have that schus through the Beis HaMedrash, through the Beis HaKnesses. And was there a machlekes here metzias that to Rabbi Yochanan they told ikis sabi bebovel? There are older talmidei chachamim living in Bovel, and here in the Yerushalmi it seems the talmidei chachamim even in Bovel died young. So it seems to be a machlokes here, Bovel and Yerushalmi. If anyone has more information concerning this apparent difference here, this apparent machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, please contact me at grossman@ou.org. And now we have a small piece of Gemara where we will see a continuation of the machlokas between the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe at the beginning of today's shir. Says the Gemara, Rav k'Rav Yehuda. Rav held like Rav Yehuda that mincha is davened until plaga mincha. So the Pnei Moshe learns that this is the teretz to the original kasha. What was our original kasha, the way the Pnei Moshe learned on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis? How could Rav Davin Mincha with Damdume Chamo, the redness of the sun, when it was Beroish HaTkolim, at that time in Eretz Yisrael, it was broad daylight. It wasn't the time of Shkia. So how could Rav Davin Mincha at that time? So the answer is that Rav was davening mincha at plaga mincha. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to daven mincha earlier at plaga mincha. When was it plaga mincha in Bavel? When the sun was setting on the top of the palm trees. At that time in Eretz Yisrael, it was plaga mincha. And the Pnei Moshe Shita is that you have to daven the way it is in Eretz Yisrael. So Ein Chanami, Rav was davening the way it was in Eretz Yisrael because he was davening mincha till plaga mincha. Because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. This is the answer to our kasha. How could Rav daven mincha with Damdume Chama? The answer is he wasn't davening mincha with Damdume Chama. He was davening mincha with plaga mincha. When it's Beroish Tkolim and Bavel, it's plaga mincha in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Charedim didn't learn like that. The Charedim learned that Shkia is wherever you are in the world. If the sun is setting on the Rosh Tekolim where you are, then that's your Damdume Chama. It wasn't a kasha, it was a statement. So now, according to the Charedim, the Gemara is saying another statement, that there's a machlokas. Rav k'Rav Yehuda, there's like Ikad the Amri, as if the Gemara would have said, Ikad the Amri, some say that Rav did not daven mincha with Damdume Chama. Rav daven mincha earlier in Bavel. He didn't wait to daven mincha in Bavel when the sun was on top of the palm trees, which was the shkia of Bavel. No, he davened when it was plaga mincha. And according to the Charedim, when we learned earlier that he davened when the sun was by the Rosh Tekolim, he wasn't davening mincha. He was davening ne'ilah, as we're going to see on Mem Hamid Beis, that's when Rav davened ne'ilah, according to one shita. So, whereas the Pnei Moshe asks Akasha and gives the Teretz, the Charedim makes two statements. The first statement held that Rav davened mincha at Shkia, which in Bavel was Beroish Tekolim. And the second, the Ikad Amri holds that Rav paskins as far as mincha like Rav Yehuda plaga mincha. So what did he tell Rav Ada's uncle to hold his garment? It was not for mincha, it was rather for Ne'ilah, because it was Ne'ilah that he was davening when it was the Shkia in Bavel al Rosh Tekolim. Now, what was Rav's rationale? Why did he paskin? Why was he noig like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim? The Chachamim say that you can daven mincha later. You don't have to daven until plaga mincha. Why did he paskin Rabbi Yehuda connected the Chachamim? His logic, as the Pnei Moshe explains, was as follows: In ta'avidine k'rabbonon, less Rabbi Yehuda moidi. If I'm going to do like the Rabbonon to daven till shkia mincha, so then Rabbi Yehuda will not agree, because Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it by plaga mincha. But in tavdenek Rabbi Yehuda, if I'll go like Rabbi Yehuda, then I'll daven mincha before plaga mincha, oif af Rabbanan maidi. Rabbanan say, okay, you're yaitza mincha at that time, so why don't I do it in a way where I can be yaitza all shittas? I'll have a mincha that Rabbi Yehuda will agree to and the Rabbanan will agree to. But if I'm going to go later, till nighttime, We'll say I'm Yaitza, but I'm not going to be Yaitza according to Reb Yehuda. So he was Naig always to go, according to this Ikad Yamri, to go, as far as Mincha is concerned, like Reb Yehuda, to daven before Plaga Mincha. What he davened on Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Beroish Tkolim, that was Ne'ila, and that was not Mincha. These are the two Pshatim of the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe, Lishi Tosim, how they learned the beginning of the Sugya. That's how now they are divergent again in learning the Maskana of the Sugya. At the end of the long Charedim, Diri Maskal in Tavitinu Karab Yehuda, he brings down that the Hanhaga of Rav to Davin Mincha at Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and thereby he would be Yotze all the Shitas, is similar to Gemara in the Bavli Brachas, Taflamites Amid Beis, V'yari Shemayim Yotze Deshneim. A person who fears Hashem, he makes sure that he fulfills both opinions. Valder Ze Heshev Rabbeinu Nisim, and Simon Peches Duran responded in his tshuvas, Sheyori Shemayim Yivro Loi Derech B'mitzvahs. A person who fears Hashem should choose a way in the performance of mitzvahs, v'yotze midei machloikis. And he will go out of a machloikis, similar to what Rav did here in the machloikis of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, how late one can daven mincha, that by davening always before plaga mincha, he doesn't get involved in the whole machloikis. He's yotze according to everybody. And a person should do this in mitzvahs, kemo sheborer b'masu matan, just like in business. A person, when he does an investment, it's derech korv l'schar v'rochek l'hefsid. He's going to choose an investment where the chances are that he will make a profit on the investment. And it's very remote that he will suffer a loss in this investment. That's his strategy, and that's his approach in business matters. So too, when it comes to mitzvahs, a person should say, why should I enter into a machlokas? And perhaps the halacha is not like the chacham, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Let me be knowing like Rabbi Yehuda, and thereby I am a kind of the mitzvah according to everyone. So whatever a person does in material matters, in business matters, whatever investment strategy he has there, he should apply the same thing to spiritual matters, to Torah and mitzvahs. So says the Ran in the Tshuvas in Simon Peches. Continues the Gemara, Minayin l'ni'ila, where is there a remez for tefillas ni'ila? As the Pnei Moshe explains, Heichen hu haremez l'tefillazu, where is there a hint in the Torah for the tefillah of Nila? The Shloisha Acheres, Shachris, Mincha Marav, Yeshla, and Remez. We've learned before, Ilaman di Omer Oves Tiknum, either it's Keneget Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Ilaman di Omer Keneget Tmidim, Veivorm Upidorim. Or, according to the Man di Omer, that the tefillos were made to represent the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Tamid Shal Bein Arboyim, and then Mariv is for the Haktorah of the fats and the limbs on the Mizbeach, the Evor Muptor. And even Musav, which is not one of the above, but that's Keneged Korbonis Musafin. That represents, we know that there were on Rish Chodesh, Yom Tovim, there were on Shabbos, there were Karbonis of Musaf, so the Tfilis Musaf is connected to Korban Musaf. But Ulin Ne'ilah Minayin, where is there a remez in the Torah for the Tfilah of Nila? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rab Levi. So Rab Levi gave an answer. We find a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik Aleph, and we're learning this Yerushalmi during the 9 days in Tavshin Ayin Dalet before Shabbos Chazon, and this Shabbos, the Siyata Rishmaya, we will be reading this Pasuk in the Aftara of Chazon Yeshaya, and there the Pasuk states, Gam kisarbu tefillah einani shemeya, even though you're going to increase your tefillah and daven profusely, I will not listen, says Hashem. Why? Because yideichem damim maleo, your hands are full of blood, there's bloodshed, there was murder in Klal Yisrael. As a result, Ribbono Shelom will not listen to Ribbono Tefillah. But, says the Pnei Moshe, Gam kisar b'tefillah nene shemeh mikan debedinu shekol amar b'tefillah nene. Ukaloimer af tefillas nila l'ribbono tefillah tiknua. So in other words, the Torah, the Navi Yishai is saying that because there was dumb on your hands, I will not listen to ribbono tefillah. But were there not dumb in your hands, then the rule would be that Hashem would listen to ribbono tefillah. So from this pasuk, we see that ribui tefillah, davening a lot, is effective, and that's why the Gemara says mikan shkolamar b'tefillah nena, and that's why they're misakin tefillas nila, so that on Yom Kippur, a person will daven more, and the more he davens, the better the chance is that his tefillas will be accepted. Except the Yafei Mara points out that because of tircha de tzibura, this was not a takana for every day of the year. But on Yom Kippur, where we are in need of the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there they were misaken that a person should add an extra tefillah, the tefillah of Nila. Ask the Gemara, Machlefa Shitzei de Rab Levi. There's actually a contradiction in the words of Rab Levi. The Gemara now will ask from one memra of Rab Levi, from one statement that Rab Levi made, that it contradicts the statement that he just made, that Kol Amar B'Tfila Nena. The Rab Levi, Taman, over there, as the Pnei Moshe brings down in the beginning of the second parak of the Yerushalmi Bikurim, we find that Amar Rav Abba B'Reid Rav Papi, Rav Abba, the son of Rav Papi, and also Rav Yeshua de Sachnin, B'Shem Rav Levi, Rav Yeshua of Sachnin, said in the name of Rav Levi on the Pasuk, which states in Mishle, that B'chol Etzev Yeh Moser, any toil that a person does, it brings gain. But Dvar Svasayim, the words of the mouth, Achla Maser, there, the more a person davens, it causes him to lose out. Now, certainly, it goes without saying, says the Yafei Mara, that we are not speaking about idle chatter, because that's self-understood, that the more a person speaks idle chatter, the more he loses. The Rav Levi understood that the pasuk is telling you, even if you're marba in tefillah, you stand to lose. And now Rav Levi gives an example. Chana, when Chana was davening for Shmuel, al yedei shiribus b'tefillah, because she had excessive tefillah, katzra b'yom shel Shmuel, she actually caused that Shmuel would live a shortened life. She'amra, because she said, v'yeshev sham ad oilo, every year she used to go with Elkana to the Beis HaMikdash, and after Shmuel was born, when she was still nursing him, she said, this year I'm not going. When I wean him, after I finish nursing him, then I will bring him to the Beis HaMikdash, and he will stay there forever. Now, obviously, he wouldn't stay there forever, because everyone is nifter. So she meant he would stay there his entire life. But now, her words that she said could be misconstrued. And we should point out here what the Yafei Mara says, that actually these words were being said to Elkanah. They were not said in tefillah. When she was davening, she made the statement, Unesativ Lashem Kol Yimei Chayov. She didn't say Ad Oilam. However, since when she said to Elkanah, she used the words Ad Oilam, we understand that the words Ad Oilam are an explanation of what she meant when she said Kol Yimei Chayav. And the words of Ad Oilam can be misconstrued. Why? Because, as the Gemara now states, V'aloi ein oilam mishal levi elachamishim shana. When we speak about the life of a Levite, that's only 50 years. His work in the Beis HaMikdash is only 50 years. D'chsev, umi ben chamishim shana, yoshev mitzvah avayda. When he reaches the age of 50, he returns from the legion of work. He's not allowed to carry the various parts of the Mishkan when they were traveling. That's the end of his work as far as carrying is concerned. Now, although we find Chazal tell us that the other jobs of a Levi he still keeps after 50, such as singing, playing musical instruments, being a guard of the gates. However, the full avoda of a Levi he's not able to do after 50, because that's when he stops carrying. So, therefore, Rav Levi understands that that's the pshat in the pasuk of Mishle, that if a person davens too much, he's not careful in what he says. If he Dovin's very concise, so he knows every word counts, so he's careful in what he says. But if he Dovin's in excess, he's not careful, and then he can say something that could be misconstrued, such as the words that Chana used, Ad Oilam, in speaking to Elkanah, which was a description of what she was saying when she said Kol Yimei Chayav. She was interpreting Kol Yimei Chayav to mean Ad Olam, and Ad Olam could be misconstrued. And as a result, Shmuel only lived to the lifetime of a Levi, which is 50 years. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. And we know that Shmuel lived for 52 years. According to you, Shmuel, you should have died at the age of 50. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbun, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbun, answered, Shtayim Shegam Lossi. 2 years, she weaned him. She was saying, once he's weaned, I'm going to bring him for another Ad Olam. So that means it's another 50 years. Altogether, it's 52 years. So that's what Rabbi Levi said concerning Chana. So we see that ribui tefila is not a good thing. And now the Gemara completes its question, v'kayo amar hachen, and here Rabbi Levi said this, as the Charedim brings down, in divrei maskil v'kana amar hachi, dechol amar ribui tefila nene kiddel il gabi nila. Like we said before, by nila, if you daven a lot, you are answered. So here we see Levi said that it's not good to daven a lot, and before Levi said it is good to daven a lot. So the Gemara answers, I amra. And the Pnei Marsh says this means af, even though Levi did say this, that excess tefillah is not good, kain liyachid, or we would say it's the word kan. The Yerushalmi uses the word ken, but we use the word kan. Kan liyachid. When did Levi say that? He said that legabe yachid, an individual. But kain or kan litzibur, here where we are speaking about nila, where it's a tefillah of the rabbin, or the pasuk that Rabbi Levi brought his raya from, the pasuk in Yeshaya, gam ki sarbu tefillah, says the Charedim, that's talking about a tzibur. There you see it in the words in Yeshaya, when you, plural, ki gam ki sarbu tefillah, when you have a lot of excess tefillah. So when it comes to a tzibur, as the Yifei Mara explains, the schus of a tzibur negates that which the tzibur davened long, and there could have been something misconstrued in the excess words that the tzibur used. But when it comes to that tzibur, which has the schus harabim, that takes away any negative connotation from the excess tefillah. And there, just the opposite, there we say that kol amar be tefillah nena. And you can't ask me a kasha from Chana, because by Chana, it was a tefillah of a yachid. This is how the Gemara answers the stira in Rabbi Levi. However, as the Pnei Moshe explains, Rab Chia b'shem Rab Yochanan and Rab Shimon ben Chalafta b'shem Rab Meir, in the name of Rab Meir, they disagree with Rab Levi, and they hold that ribui tefillah works even for a yachid. And how do we know this? From Chana, because the pasuk states when Eli saw that Chana was davening a lot, and first he thought she's a shikara, and then he was made to know by Chana that she's not a shikara, and she was davening earnestly a ribui tefillah. So the pasuk states, "V'hoya kehir b'sol ispala Hashem," that she got a bracha from Eli to have a gadol like Shmuel, and in fact, she was zeicha to see this gadol Shmuel be born. Mikan shekol amar b'tefillah nana. From here, adarabba, these Amaroyim tell us that we learn just the opposite from Chana. As the Feimar explains, the fact that the Navi went out of his way to tell us that she was Mar B'Tfila, and then we see that she had a bracha that Shmuel was born. So why did the Navi stress the fact that she was Mar B'Tfila? Because even for a Yochid, there is a Maila if the person davens a lot, because when he davens a lot, he could be Zoicha to the fulfillment of what he is davening for. Shekola marba b'tefillah nana. Not only a tzibur, as Reb Levi held before, but even a yachid, if he's marba b'tefillah, he is nana.
Continues the Gemara. Now that we've gone into the Indian of Nila, the Gemara wants to know, Eima sahi Nila. When exactly is Nila? And on this, the Gemara brings a machlokes. Rabbanan de Kisrin, the rabbis of Caesarea Amrin, said, Ispalgun Rav Rav Yochanan. Is a machlokes in this between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav Omar bin Ila Shari Shemayim. Rav says that the Zman of Nila, when you have to daven Nila on Yom Kippur, is at the time when the gates in heaven close. As the Charedim tells us in the last Charedim, in the right-hand column, Nila Shari Shemayim, acher shkia sachama. This is after shkia. Shenin alu shar shemayim, that the gates in heaven are closed, be'ara shemesh v'nistra, where the sun sets and it goes behind the heavens, and the sun is hidden from view. That is after Shkia. It's the time when the gates are already closed. That's the Shita of the Chredim, in the words of Rav. And so too, if we look in the Rosh Cirillo, at the bottom in the left-hand column, third line, Nila Shari Shemaim, B'Shkia Sachama, B'Histalik, Or HaShemesh Me'al Ha'oretz, L'Hainu Im Chasheicha. After darkness, when the light of the sun has left the earth, and the gates in heaven, so to speak, are closed, that is the time of Nila. That's the Shita of Rav. However, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, B'Ne'ilas Shari Heichel, it's when the gates in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichel, when they close, says the Rosh Cirillo, when the avoda in the heichel ended, when after they lit the menorah, and after they were makter the ketores of the afternoon, and when is that? This is before shkia. This is from the Zman of Plaga Mincha, which is 1.25 hours before night, before Shkia. In between there, that's the Zman of Nila. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's after Shkia, it's nighttime. And according to Rav, it's Shari Heichel, which is after Plaga Mincha, before Shkia. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yudin, Antirdaya, Rav Yudin Antirdaya said, Masnita, the Mishnah in Tainis, Mesail Rabbi Yochanan, is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that it is before Shkia, Nila Shari Heichel, because the Mishnah there states, Vishloisha Prakim, 3 times a year, HaKohanim Noisnes Kapeim, the Kohanim would be duchening Arba Pamim Bayoim, 4 times during the day. The Chiddush is that although regularly the Kohanim only duchen Shachris and Musaf, because Mincha were already afraid that they ate and drank and became intoxicated because of the Su'uda of Yontif, for example. And therefore, they wouldn't say Birchus Kohanim at Mincha, but Yom Kippur, for example, that's going to be one of the times where they were fasting, and we don't have to worry about Shikras. So Memela, they said Duchening at Mincha as well. But not only do they say Duchening at Mincha, they said it at Nila. So the Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah in Tainis, B'Shachris, B'Musav, B'Mincha, U'B'Ni'ila She'orim. And when were those 3 times during the year? All fast days, B'Tainiyos, in Tanesim, B'Mamadois, when there were representatives of Klal Yisrael next to the Korban, and they also were fasting, Ubiyoyim HaKippurim and on Yom Kippur, as we turn to Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, Islach Lameimar Ne'ila Sha'ari Shemayim B'Yoyim. Can you say, like the Shita of Rav, that it is Zman of Ne'ila Sha'ari Shemayim, since the Mishnah in Tainis added one word, B'Yoyim? It could have said, B'Shloi Shaprakam Arkanam Noisim Eskapayim Arba Pomim. Why did it have to say B'Yoyim? It must be underlining that it has to be B'Dafka done during the daytime, not at nighttime. So that cannot be like Rav, that Ne'ila is at the time of Ne'ila Sha'ari Shemayim, because Ne'ila Sha'ari Shemayim is already after Shkia. That's during Laila. It is Dach Arayat to Rabbi Yochanan that Ne'ila refers to Sha'ari Heichel, which was after Plaga Mincha, before Shkia. So in fact, the Ne'ila is also B'yoyim. Now the Gemara brings a story which we've had before on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, but the Gemara brings a new version to the story. Achve de Imid Ravada, the brother of the mother of Ravada, in other words, Ravada's uncle, his job was to guard the clothing of Rav. Havet Sayer Gulse de Rav Betzayim Rav on Yom Kippur, he would guard the garment of Rav. If you remember the girsa that we had on Memdalet Amid Beis in this story, which is the exact story except for one important detail, as we'll soon see, there the girsa was Mitzayetz, and the Chredim and the Marafulda and the Pnei Moshe were Goyrus Mitzayir or Tzayir, which meant watching. Here we have the Girsa in the Yerushalmi itself of Tzayir. Havetzayir gulsa de Rav b'tzayim Rabbah. He would guard the clothing of Rav on Yom Kippur, Omar Leh, and Rav would tell Rav Ada's uncle, Katimchi, when you will see Shimshi Beresh Dikli, the sun, at the top of the palm trees, Tasively Gulsi, you should give me my garment back. I have to prepare myself to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dinatzli, that I should daven properly with my clothing. What should I daven? Before on Memdala Mabez, we learned that he was telling him to give him his garment for Mincha. But here, he's telling him to give him his garment for Ne'ilah, so that I can daven Ne'ilah as the sun is setting on top of the palm trees, which is Shkia in Bavel, the way the Haredim learned the sugya there on Memdala Mabez. So before the sun sets, with the damdume chama, the redness of the sky, when the sun is at the top of the palm trees, that's when I'm going to daven ne'ilah. And this is the Haredim l'shitasa. If you go back to Mem He Amid Aleph, the top Haredim in the right-hand column, the Gemara had said there that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Haredim says, Kimoy ikka diamri. There's like a second opinion. De polygaman de masni hay uvda delil. They are arguing on the ones who brought this story on Mem Dal Amid Beis, or Amru Amincha, that he wanted his garment back for Mincha. Ela an ne'ilah, kele kamon. It's going, referring to Nila, like you're going to see further. That's what we're doing now on Mem Hei Amid Beis. That's what the Haredim is referring to here on Mem Hei Amid Aleph, that he was davening when the sun came to the top of the trees, Tfilas Ne'ila. Because you have to daven Ne'ila before Shkia. We're going like the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. The Adarabba, Rav HaYimispal, Tomet Tfilas HaMincha Koyd, and Plaga HaMincha Kareb Yehuda. So according to the second version of the story, it's not that he davened Mincha when the sun was at the top of the palm trees, but rather Mincha, he davened like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, as we had here on Mem Hei Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to daven Mincha before Plaga HaMincha, and he wanted to be Yoytza all the Sheetas. He wanted to be smart in how he does mitzvahs, that the Rabbanin should agree to it, Rabbi Yehuda should agree to it, and therefore he did it before Plaga HaMincha. That is as far as Mincha is concerned. So what did he need his garment back before Shkia? That he needed, according to this version of the story, in order to daven Nila. As we look at the Haredim on Mem Hei Amid Beis, the top Haredim, Achvei Zeh, Zehu ha'ikah de'amri de precious la'il. This is the ikah de'amri that I was referring to on Amid Aleph. De'amri de'uvda de'rav lava mincha ha'ikah de'il. It's not like we first had the story on Mem Dalet Amid Beis. El ha'nila, it's referring to Nila when he davened when the sun was at the top of the trees. De'achir she'espal mincha kaitim plag, after he davened mincha, which was before plag, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to finish mincha before plag ha'mincha. Moser ha'glima le'ish zeh. He gave his garment to this uncle of Rav Ada, Vitzivo, and he commanded him to Bishkiya Sachama, meaning right before Shkiya Yitneneloi, Lispalo Nila, he should give him the garment back after Mincha, he should give it to him later back by Nila to Davin Nila. But based on this, we have a tremendous question, which Gemara immediately asks. Machlef Vashit, say the Rav, there's a steer in the sheet of Rav Tamon, who Amar Benila Shar Shemayim. When Rav was arguing with Rabbi Yochanan, it was Rabbi Yochanan who said that Ne'ilah is said by the Shari HaHechel, the closing of the Shari HaHechel, which is before Shkia. But Rav held that it was said by Nila Shar Shemayim, which is after Shkia, V'koy Amar Benila Shar HaHechel. And here when he said that I want my talis back, I want my garment back before Shkia, I want it back when it's at the top of the palm trees, which is right before Shkia, so that I can daven Nila. Here we see that Rav is holding like Rabbi Yochanan, that Nila is Shari Heichel. It's a steer in Rav. Amar Rav Masna, answers Rav Masna, no. Al Yedei Daven Marich Rav Bitzluse Sagin. Because Rav had a very lengthy davening of Nila, he davened a lot. He began before Shkia with Ne'ilah Shari Heichel, but his Ne'ilah was so long that it ended after Shkia by Ne'ilah Shari Shemayim. So according to this, it comes out that it's not like we thought before, that Rabbi Yochanan says you have to start Ne'ilah before Shkia, and Rav holds you have to start Ne'ilah after Shkia. No. Everybody holds that you have to start Nila before Shkia. That's why Rav wanted his garment back, that Rav Ada's uncle should give it to him back before Shkia, as the sun is on top of the Rosh Tikolim. It's just that Rav Shita was that you have to end Ni'ila after Shkia in the time of Ni'ila Shari Shvam. Rabbi Yochanan holds you have to begin and end Ni'ila before Shkia. Rav says, I agree with you, you have to begin Ni'ila before Shkia, but you have to end Ni'ila after Shkia. So, L'chayra, if this is the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, then we know whenever you have a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. If so, we have to understand the minig in many communities to Einichanami begin Ni'ila before Shkia, but to end it after Shkia. According to our Gemara here, if Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds you have to begin and end before Shkia, so why aren't we knowing that in most communities to end Ni'ila before Shkia? This is a subject which the Pais can discuss, and one can be ma'ayin in the Mishnah Brura and the Orach HaShulchan in Simen Tuf Reish Chaf Gimel for a resolution of this question. Continues the Gemara, Ni'ilo mahu shetiftor shel erev. If a person davens Ni'ila, does that free him from tfilis ma'ariv? So the Pnei Moshe and the Marav Fulda and the Rosh Cirillo all learned that this is a question according to Rav. Let us see the Pnei Moshe, Lamandi Omar, this mano betchilas alayla, according to the Mandi Omar, which is Rav, who holds that Ni'ila Einichanami, it starts by the Ni'ila Shari Hahechel before Shkia, but it is to be prolonged till after Shkia, which is the Zman of Ni'ila Shari Shemayim, which is during the night after Shkia, im came mau she yoytsu bala tefillas arvis she einai tzorich l'spal oichal arvis. So the question is, if you're davening Ni'ila anyway in this month when Ma'ariv could be davened, can the Ni'ila free the person from the obligation of davening Ma'ariv? And so says the Marav Fulda in Divrei Maskil Shel Erev, tefillas arvis l'Rav Koboy. He's asking this question according to Rav. Obviously, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to finish Ni'ila before Shkia Sechama, and you have to daven Ma'ariv when it becomes night. So obviously, Ni'ila cannot pater Ma'ariv. This was only a question according to Rav, and so says the Rosh Cirillo in the top line on the left-hand column at the bottom of the Amid, Shetifter Shalerv, L'Rav Hu Deboy Tzirlei, Bin Ni'ila Shari Shemayim, that Rav holds Ni'ila is the closing of the Shari Shemayim. And the shaila is, could you pater Ma'ariv? Says the Gemara, Rab Abba of Rab Huna b'shem Rav. So Rab Abba and Rab Huna said, in the name of Rav, who holds Ni'ila Shorim after Shkia, that Ni'ila pater shel Erev, that ain't Echanami, if you daven Ni'ila, it paters you from Ma'ariv. Omerle Rab Abba Rav Huna, so even though Rab Abba himself had quoted this in the name of Rav, that Ni'ila paters Ma'ariv, but Rav Abba himself had a question on this. He didn't feel comfortable with this psak. He said to Rav Huna, his colleague, Hey, Chumaskir shall have Dullah, as the Haredim points out in the left-hand column, in Devi Amaskal, Hey, Chumaskir shall have Dullah, Imato Imr Ni'ila Pateras mitfulas ha-ma'arvis. If you say that Ni'ila paters a person from davening Ma'ariv, Hotnan, we learned that Avdallah b'chonin adas, that a person has to say Avdallah in the bracha of Atachonin, in chonin adas, Ve'im b'tfilas Ni'ila chonin adas. There is no bracha of Chayin Adas in Ni'ila, which only has seven brachas, the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and one bracha in the middle. It doesn't have the bracha of Chayin Adas. So how could Ni'ila pater Ma'ariv, if there's a chiyuv in Ma'ariv to say Havdol in the bracha of Chayin Adas, when there is no bracha of Chayin Adas in Ni'ila? Amar Rav Yoinel Rav Abba, after Rav Abba asked his question to Rav Huna against Rav, Rav Yoinel asked Rav Abba another question against Rav. Heich Yushev Apoiter Shemayna Esrei. If the Chiyuv is to daven Ma'ariv, you have to daven 18 brachas, with Vlamoshim is really 19 brachas, so how do the seven brachas of Ni'ila pater the Shemayna Esrei? So Rav Abba said to Rav Yoina, Amalei v'loi kfar itasavs, haven't I already shlugged up Rav? I already asked the question concerning Avdullah. What's the purpose of you adding another question? Amalei, so Rav Yoina responded to Rav Abba, begain di tastaft tivatel. And here, there are two ways to learn this. Let's see how the Charedim learns it. Bitmia v'chi b'shvil di tosva, meimer d'rav b'kusha achas lo niso v'nitan bo oid, u'lahakshiz bo koma de'efshir. Just because you asked one question, therefore we shouldn't go into the amitius of Torah, the truth. Is Rav's statement correct? I have a kasha. You had a kasha. I also have a kasha. Should my kasha become bottle just because you also asked a kasha? So learns the Charedim. However, the Marav Fulda learns differently. The Marav Fulda, approximately in the middle of the Marav Fulda here on our Amud, says, the chi b'shvil shekshisa ato al divrei Rav nizbatlu dvorv shel Rav, just because you asked the kasha, so Rav's words don't exist anymore. She'ato oimer li lamaloch sula hakshis al dvorim avutal. You're asking me the words of Rav are butl anyway, so what do you have to ask another question? That's not true. Ein divrei Rav betel mishvil tiyufta. Im onu ein yuchom letaretz achshav shemalachas man meteretz in the law. Just because we don't have a teretz, maybe somebody else will give a teretz on your kasha about avdola. So therefore, if somebody else will come along and give a teretz on your kasha, so then at least I'll have expressed my kasha that Rav is still, his words are still bottled. So don't tell me I shouldn't ask a kasha, because you asked the kasha. There is a purpose in my kasha. If your kasha gets answered, they'll still have my kasha. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so now Rabbi Yossi came along, and he had heard both questions that Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yoina had asked on this psak in the name of Rav, and he said the following, Ma de'ikshi Rab Abba kasha yos. That question concerning Havdalah, which Rab Abba asked, that's a good question. That I don't have an answer for. But Ma de'ikshi Rab Yoina, that question, how could we take the Shemoneh Esrei, the 18 brachas, and be yotze with the 7 brachas of Nila? Like kasha yos. That's not a good question. Why? Because we have a teretz for that. Kal hi kilu alav mishum tanisoi. Hey, sheva poter Shemoneh Esrei. 7 can pater 18, because Rabbanim were makel because of his tainus. As the Charedim tells us, the Ramaskal Kali Kilu, the Mekal Mokim, he nemeris oyaruchak tsar. Whereas concerning Shemoneh Esrei, so he is saying Shemoneh Esrei. He might not be saying the long Shemoneh Esrei, he's saying a shorter Shemoneh Esrei that we say on Shabbos. We only say 7 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. He's saying a form of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's concerning 18 and 7. Avalakr Havdolah Menatulah Gamri. But if you don't say Choyin Adas, so you don't say Havdolah either. Vade lo yikilu, that they weren't makel. Afal pisha oimer alakois, even though later you're going to make Havdolah alakois, but shtei takonis saw you, chad betvila v'chad alakois. There were 2 takonis concerning Havdolah, one to say it in the tvila, and one to say it alakois. So they would not be oikered the whole takonah of saying Havdolah, whereas legabe 18 and 7, that you're saying a Shemoneh Esrei, and because of your tainus, they're makel. What does it mean, because of your tainus, they're makel? Says the Marav Fulda, because he is fasting, he's at the end of a long fast. The Rabbanan said, "Amitzoy Yom Kippur, we're going to be makel that you don't have to say the regular Shemoneh Esrei. It's enough with 7." That's because we're sensitive to the fact that you've been fasting all day and it's difficult for you, so we're going to be makel. But at least, like the Charedim said, you're saying some type of Shemoneh Esrei. But concerning the Shiloh of Avdolah, that's a good Shiloh on the Psak of Rav, says the Gemara. Rab Abba Bar Mamal Omer L'Chavrai. Rab Abba Bar Mamal said to his Chaverim, which meant he was speaking to Rab Abba, Rab Yoina, and Rab Yossi, and he said to them, Marai, which the Charedim interprets to mean Raboisai, Min Kulchen Shamit She'ein Nila Pater Shel Erev. From all of you I have heard that Nila does not pater Mariv. Even though Rab Abba and Rab Huna were the ones who said this in the name of Rav, that Nila Pater Shel Erev, but from your deliberations, I see that you don't hold like that. And the Russian Yuma, which the Charedim brings down, explains, because Rabbi Yoin and Rabbi Abba asked questions on this Psak of Rav. And Rabbi Yossi, although he felt that Rabbi Yoin's kasha is not a good kasha, we could answer it, but he agreed that Rav Abba's kasha is a good kasha. So from all three, it's apparent that they didn't hold the psak of Rav that Nila Patr Shel Erev, but rather She'ein Nila Patr Shel Erev, and the Charedim brings down that the Rosh Pasak came to Ein Nila Patr Shel Erev, that in fact is the halacha, that Nila does not Patr Marev. And not only, says Rav Abba Bar Mamel, do I hear it from you, but I have also heard that Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Yeshua Ben Levi held Ein Nila Patr Shel Erev, that Nila does not Patr Marev. And I've also heard that Amar Rav Yosi Bar Bun, V'tani Rav Chiya came, that b'chol yoyim adam mispal shmoyne esrei, every day a person davens marev shmoyne esrei, moitzoy Shabbos, b'moitzoy yom kippur, moitzoy tainis tzibur, he always davens marev. So here we see that even moitzoy yom kippur, where he's davening ne'ilah, but still the ne'ilah does not pater the marev, and he's mechuyev to daven marev, and that, as the Rosh said, is the psak halacha, that ne'ilah, even if it's said after shkia, in the Zman of Ne'ila Share Shamayim, as Rav held, it still will not pater the Marav Shmoyne Esrei. He has to say the Marav Shmoyne Esrei and say the bracha of Atachon Laram Das, in which he says Atachon Antonu, and he's Mavdil Ben Kodesh.